Nicole Dreger is the Office and Extension Manager for McKenzie Applied Research Association. She joins us on the line today. Nicole, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a while since we talked to Mara. How are things up in Fort Vermilion?
Well, it's good to chat with you, Keith. Things are going really well. It's cooling off. We're getting a little bit of rainy weather, but harvest is slowly coming to an end, and we've got some events coming up this winter.
How has the year been as far as research is concerned?
It's been really good. We've been keeping up with new trials as well as, you know, continuing some previous trials over the last couple of years. We've been doing a little bit more field-scale research, which is exciting. So a lot of field-scale crop coming off as well with the producers. It's been really good.
Has it been tougher than normal because of no moisture being in the area and for basically the summer?
I'm going to bring it up, but yes, definitely it's been a rough year. You hear about it from the farmers, and we've noticed it on our own crops too, you know, some poor germination and some later seeded trials. The earlier seeded trials ended up doing pretty well because of the moisture from the spring. It helped germinate the plots. But otherwise, it's definitely been pretty rough. We didn't get a lot of rain until beginning of August. So, you know, the rain that we did get in August filled out the crops, but getting there wasn't ideal. Didn't have the best stand as we do previous years.
I guess we say thank you to Mara for still being on speaking terms with Mother Nature, eh?
Oh, always. You know, it's, you know, the farmers always say there's always next year, so we've kind of adopted that as well.
Have things been busy with the harvest season, with the research and the harvest kind of going hand in hand, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. Well, there's the plot trials that we try to get off as they are mature and ready to harvest, and then there's also the field-scale trials that we do with farmers, so sometimes, you know, the research team will get a call later in the evening or in the afternoon, that the farmer's ready to take trial off. So then, you know, we just get our way wagon and all of the supplies ready and meet the farmers out in the field. So it's a little bit of all over the place sometimes. And meals in the field too, that's kind of more exciting for me anyway, being able to go out to visit the farmers when they're harvesting. But it all works out. Just a little bit of flexibility is required for sure.
You mentioned meals in the field. That's separate from the AFSC promotion, is it not? Is that independent?
Yeah, it's separate from that. It's our own thing. We do that with MARA members and also producers that are very involved with MARA. We like to give back. So during harvest, instead of hosting an event, we like to bring supper to the guys in the field and the ladies as well. So we brought out supper to around, I think it was 40 to 50 people this year. That's just members, including their family members. So you see grandparents, kids, parents. It's a good mix-up, and it's very fun to be a part of.
The fall season and winter seasons are coming up in the McKenzie region. What are some of the events that are coming up that Mara is hosting?
So our next event is on October 29th and 30th, and that will be hosted in La Crete at the Heritage. And we are covering a couple different topics. October 29th, we're discussing irrigation. So Irrigate McKenzie will be giving an update to Byron Peters. We have some irrigation feasibility studies that will be provided that were done over the summer. And basically, like, anything irrigation related, we're trying to cover that day. So we have a producer giving his experience with irrigation, setting up irrigation on his farm, water licensing, water funding that's available for farmers, things like that. And then on the 30th, we're covering soils and spraying. So Dr. Tom Wolf will come out, and he will be speaking on spraying techniques on your farm, as well as we have Dr. Haley Catton speaking on integrated pest management and beneficial bugs. And then in regards to soils, we're going to obviously be covering some of our research that we've been doing, but also we have a couple of speakers coming out from University of Saskatchewan and University of Alberta who will speak on soil microbiology and water retention during a drier year. and how that affects your soil. So different topics covered on the 30th as well.
How big is that going to be, especially with the water irrigation topic and the water management topic, with it being such a tough year in 2025?
I imagine it's going to be somewhat relevant to the farmers. We're basically hoping to provide, you know, the local information of this irrigation society that's been set up, providing farmers that maybe don't know about it or haven't heard too much about it, just give them some information on what's happening in the area, as well as if you're looking to privately set up irrigation, you know, what are some of the farmers already, you know, there are a couple farmers that are irrigating, what are they doing, maybe get some tips and tricks from, you know, what's happening on their farms. So hopefully it brings in a good group of people, whether or not they decide to irrigate. It's just, it's nice to have a little bit of extra information to help make decisions when it comes to farm management.
The fall and winter seasons are also coming up. As far as the research is concerned, or far as the Applied Research Association is concerned, Nicole, I asked, peering into the crystal ball, I guess, how good is the fall and winter in your mind? Do you think it's going to be?
In regards to how busy it's going to be and what we've got going on, it's going to be a lot of rounding up all the data that we collected over the summer, and the research team will be, you know, writing reports, sending them in, writing our annual report to be released March 2026. A lot of budgets and financials that kind of get completed during that time. So it's a lot of paperwork and financials and reporting that happens during the winter. So, and then also a lot of, you know, writing some new proposals for research that we could possibly do in 2026. So it'll be busy for sure. It just, you won't see us in the field as much.
Fingers crossed that it's a good year. Fingers crossed that it's a good section of the year, good seasons of the year. Nicole, I really appreciate this. Nicole Dreger is the Office and Extension Manager for the McKenzie Applied Research Association. Nicole, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Keith. It was good chatting.